So once again, Christ will not come back 1,000 years before the end of times to pull up the saints and have them reign with him for 1,000 years. The 1,000 years is now. At whichever point somebody goes to paradise, he's entering the 1,000 years. The time of the gospel. The 1,000 years is actually, and more specifically, the time between the first coming of Christ until the coming and the appearance of the Antichrist. So until all the dead will be resurrected, Christ will not be seen on earth visibly. So as you can see, there's serious abuse and misinterpretation of the scriptures by non-Orthodox Christians, which will create a great confusion to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth. After the 1,000 years are over, the devil will be loosened. The devil will be loose after the 1,000 years. Now, what does that mean? That somewhere along the line, God took the devil, tied him somewhere in a well, put a rope around him? Not quite. But let's read the scriptures once again. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations on the four corners of the earth to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand of the seashore. So when the 1,000 years are over, the devil will be loosened. He will be let loose. What this means, once again, is this is simply a picturesque way to express the state of events. This is not going to happen. The devil is like in a genie bottle. We open it up and now he comes out. That is not what this means. When Christ came, Christianity took over the world. Idolatry was wiped out. When the Roman Empire became Christian, the devil totally lost his strength. He was tied up. Yes, we can tie up the devil. If we live our Christian life properly, the devil has no jurisdiction over us. And that's what this tying up of the devil is. Of course, the devil lost his power on the cross. He lost his strength. Death was wiped out on the cross. He lost that battle. But he also lost the battle with the people, because they expelled the devil through baptism. They began to live a Christian life. But Jesus says, the love of the many will grow cold in the end of times. And as we lose our love as Christians, we lose the grace of the Lord. The grace, the Holy Spirit, cannot stay in us. If our deeds are dark, not because it cannot, not because it does not want to, but because we choose to expel the grace of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, by simply committing evil and dark deeds. Once we do that, we are getting away from the shelter. We become that one sheep that gets away from the shepherd, and then the devil has power over us, he can conquer us. And that's what's been happening to Christianity for many, many, many years. This loosening of the devil is not going to be automatic. It's going to be progressive, little by little by little. My friends, let's not go too far. We may say, well, the Antichrist is not going to come in our days. We don't know that for sure, but we can never say. Let's not ever, ever make the mistake of say he's going to come in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. None of that. The Lord said, nobody knows. Nobody knows. We can tell from the movements of events. We can tell from the signs, but we are not to designate day and years. And we're going to say, well, if the Antichrist doesn't come in my lifetime, I'll be okay. Right? No. He's already here. The Antichrist has been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. He has his false prophets out there, ideologies, philosophies, different energies that go against the gospel of Christ. If we do not have and we do not live the gospel of Christ, we already have the stamp of the Antichrist. Whatever keeps us from living a life in Christ is already given us the stamp of the Antichrist. So what's happening to the world right now? Thousands of different religions have sprung up. In Greece, this wonderful Christian nation that I left about 20 years ago, it was tremendous change. I just went back about 2-3 months ago, and for those of you that have done the same thing, the change in the last 20 years is awesome. They are even beginning to have sacrifices to the 12 gods once again. And not jokingly. There's over 40 to 50 New Age organizations in Little Greece. There's many, many different false teachers over there teaching yoga and every other Eastern religion. Where? In a country of baptized Orthodox Christians. This country, a couple years ago, $1 billion was spent in New Age shops. New Age shops that are teaching that God is all, I'm God, you're God, everybody's God. Pantheism. So the Antichrist is here in that sense, but the ultimate, the person of the Antichrist will come 3.5 years before the second coming of Christ. That'll be the climax of the evil, and the people will be ready for him. Right now, there's many, many false teachers that are destroying the gospel of Christ. They are teaching a different gospel, a gospel without any ethics, a gospel without any responsibilities, a gospel with no absolutes, which is no gospel at all. And this new Christian gospel is going to bring in the Antichrist. We are slowly walking in the arms of Satan by the help of false teachers, heretics, New Age religions and movements, and the promotion of loose and anti-Christian lifestyle. Satan will be loosened the last 3.5 years once again in history, but his false prophets once again have been extremely busy to condition the nations to accept him when he appears. That's how he's going to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, by presenting many, many, many false miracles, which are going to be not real miracles, but imaginary and also counterfeit miracles. So let's not think that these things will happen at a distant point into the future. These things called the mystery of lawlessness are now at work, surrounding our everyday lives. The deception of the nations is the denial of the orthodox interpretation of the life of the gospel. In Thessalonians 2, verse 9 to 12, St. Paul is discussing the situation right before he talks about the Antichrist. Science, new inventions, new philosophies will not satisfy the metaphysical thirst of the human soul. This emptiness, this metaphysical thirst of the people will be taken advantage by the devil, who will bring them to worship the Antichrist. God left the souls of men. God has left the souls that do not want to believe in him. God is not a dictator. Jesus says, "Here I stand and I knock. Whoever opens, I will come in. Whoever wants to." And God will send them an energy of falsehood, a delusion to believe the lie. The lie is the lie of a false god. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 to 12. And he says, they did not love the truth. They did not love God in love and truth. So, one condition of salvation, according to the scripture, is that we must love God in truth, worship him in truth. And before we can love the truth, we must learn what and who the truth is. Unless I have the true faith, I cannot glorify God. When I hold on to false teachings, false doctrine, and false beliefs, I cannot glorify God. It is not enough to worship God. God must be worshipped in love and truth. Jesus taught the Samaritan woman, which our church celebrated yesterday. Her Christian name was Fotini, meaning full of light, bright. We must worship God in love and truth. I hope that we also can become full of light to light up our congregation and the world around us. Amen.